Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23 once again. 1 Samuel chapter 23. As we study the life of David this morning, we noted the fact concerning spiritual warfare, that is, we have a determined enemy, a determined archenemy, the devil, and the devil uses people of corrupt mind, and the devil uses powers to oppose the work of God. And also we noted that within this spiritual warfare that we are in, there are discomforts, not comfortable. Warfare was never meant to be comfortable. There is pain and suffering and danger. And we noted that David experienced some discomfort in the midst of his time of testing as he was hunted down by the king of Israel. I'd like for us to take a moment this evening and note the connection between Jonathan and David and how Jonathan encouraged David in the midst of spiritual warfare. And may God help us to be an encouragement to others as we all battle on this battlefield between good and evil. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 16 to 18, it reads, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood, and strengthened his hand in God, and said unto him, Fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee. And that also Saul my father knoweth." And then verse 18, "And they too made a covenant before the Lord. And David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would quicken our minds, Lord God, and help us to focus upon your eternal word. And I pray that you'd meet each one at that point of spiritual need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. In the midst of this very intense time in David's life, we find that Jonathan attends to David and spends only a few moments with him. But what an encouragement this time was to David. How does Jonathan encourage David? How can we encourage one another on the battlefield of life? How does God encourage his children as they go through personal testings and trials? May I submit as a way of introduction this evening, concerning principles of encouragement in the midst of spiritual warfare, we all need encouragement. We all need encouragement. The Bible teaches us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. The Bible talks about considering one another and provoking one another unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. As fellow soldiers of Jesus Christ, we need to take seriously the charge to encourage one another in the midst of spiritual warfare. We are not to ignore the battle taking place around us. And we're not to waste time fighting one another. We need to battle the devil himself. And do all that we can to strengthen fellow brethren as they do likewise. And this can be achieved through encouragement. We all need encouragement. The first main lesson I'd like for us to note from this appointment that took place between Jonathan and David, in the midst of David's trying time, I'd like for us to note the sureness of encouragement. The sureness of encouragement. God's timing is always perfect. It is no coincidence that David's friend turns up now to encourage him. And note then verse 16, the Bible teaches us, and Jonathan, Saul's son, arose. The Bible is very specific. It's not any Jonathan, it's Jonathan, Saul's son. And the Bible teaches us that he went to David in the wood. Not David went to Jonathan. And the first lesson I'd like for us to be mindful of this evening, brethren, is that God's timing is always perfect. And when we need it most, God will provide encouragement. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6, the Bible teaches us, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6, nevertheless God that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. We all need encouragement, and God's timing is always perfect. And the principle I'd like for us to stress first and foremost this evening is that concerning the fact that God's encouragement is sure. God will provide a Jonathan in his time. It will be the fullness of time. And when we need it most, God will provide that encouragement. It might be through the reading of Scripture. It might be through the presence of someone dear to us. It might be as we pray one with another. It might be while we hear the preaching of the Word of God. The ways of encouragement may vary, but the fact is that God will send encouragement. That is guaranteed. God is always on time. And brethren, don't miss the timing when God sends somebody along to encourage you. Or don't miss the opportunity when God the Holy Spirit leads you to encourage another. See, God's encouragement is sure. Don't miss it. God can encourage us through our quiet times. God can encourage us through a church service. God can encourage us through fellowship one with another. God can encourage us as we are simply serving the Lord. God is our encourager. And God's encouragement is sure. And God sent Jonathan along just at the right time. Just at the right time. And I'd like to encourage you this evening. If you're in need of encouragement when you need it most, God will send it along. Let's not miss it. Let's not miss the encouragement that God has before us. I think so often many of God's people miss that moment of encouragement. Secondly, I'd like for us to know not only the sureness of encouragement that God provides in His time. God is a very present help in time of need, Psalm 46, verse 1. But secondly, I'd like for us to note this evening the source of encouragement. What do we see in Jonathan that qualified him, that enabled him, empowered him to support David? I'd like for us to note, first and foremost, that it's surprising whom God might use to encourage another. The Bible clearly spells out that this Jonathan is Saul's son. And may I remind you, Saul is trying to kill David. And God in his providence sends Saul's son, the son of the very king that's trying to kill this individual, and chooses him to encourage the man of God. It's often surprising whom God will use to encourage us. God can provide encouragement from unexpected quarters, even from the enemy's camp. This is the king's son. This is the son of a king that's out to kill him, and God surprisingly uses this man to encourage David. Don't miss that surprise encouragement in your life. You might be amazed whom God might send along to encourage you. It might be out of, as we would say, left wing. But the point is, there's an encouragement there to be received. So often God's encouragement is surprising. So when I think of Jonathan, I think of a surprise encouragement. But secondly, I'd like for us to note that not only was this a surprise, now I understand and you understand that Jonathan and David had a relationship. They had a close-knit friendship. But I think it's important that you and I not lose sight of the fact that this is the king's son. This is the son of the very king that's trying to kill the man of God. So I'd also like for us to note concerning Jonathan, the source of encouragement, I'd like for us to note his courage. The courage of Jonathan in attending to David. This man was prepared to risk his life. Not only from the standpoint of what Saul might do to him, but also from the standpoint of what would David's 600 men do to Jonathan. Think about it. Whose side was Jonathan really on? David's 600 men could have questioned his motives. And could have thought to themselves, this man is a spy. He's working for his father. So they could have questioned him. But also be mindful of the fact of the risk that Jonathan took in reaching out to David and the effect that it might have upon him from his own father. We see courage in the life of Jonathan. My friend, courage is an essential ingredient if we are to be an effective encourager. There will always be an element of risk when you try to encourage somebody. The risk of possibly being rejected. The risk of possibly being misunderstood. The risk of possibly being taken advantage of. Jonathan conveyed courage. He loved him. He was prepared to risk his life. But thirdly, I'd like for us to note that not only was this a surprising encouragement, this was not only a courageous encouragement, but also I'd like for us to note the loyalty that prevailed between Jonathan and David. The loyalty. The loyalty of Jonathan towards David. He proved his friendship to him by coming just at the right time. It took some effort to find David. I don't imagine David was standing in the most obvious position and saying, Jonathan, here I am. Would you like to come and encourage me now? No. He was running for his life. He was hiding from the king of Saul. And to our knowledge, we have no record that David was expecting Jonathan. So we find a loyal individual that reaches out to his friend. And my friend, when we are going through the most difficult times, the measure of our friendships are tested. We are either loyal, disloyal, or what I call aloyal, in the middle. An effective encourager is a loyal individual like Jonathan. The prodigal had friends there in Luke chapter 15, but they were seasonal. And the Bible teaches us, once he wasted all of his goods, he was alone. Only his father stood by him, looking out for him. And his father proved his friendship and love and loyalty towards his son by receiving him back into the family unit. And my friend, difficult situations will test our loyalty one to another. And if you and I are to be an effective encourager, be prepared to the use of God. And secondly, in order to be an encourager, you and I will have to be courageous. And thirdly, if we are to effectively encourage one another, then we need to be loyal, just as Jonathan was loyal to David. And this is the third time that these men made a commitment, a covenant of friendship to one another. There in verse number 18, the Bible reads, and they too made a covenant before the Lord. So this is the third time they make this covenant, reaffirming their commitment to one another, their friendship, their affirmation of brotherly love towards one another. And brethren, if we are to be an encouragement to one another, then we need to stand by one another. We need to be loyal one towards another. We need loyalty within our families, do we not? We need loyalty within our church family. We need loyalty within our marriages. We need loyalty within our friendships. And if you and I are to be an encouragement to one another, make up your mind, work out whose side you're on, and stand on that side with loyalty. Stop being a hypocrite. Be true. Don't be like the prodigal's friends that were loyal to a point, and then when the prodigal ran out of substance, they all forsook him, and he was left destitute, and in the midst of crisis, he thought of his father, and he went back home, and thank God the father received him, because the father was loyal, was loving, was prepared to be an encouragement to his son. So we see loyalty. We see courage. We're surprised by the fact that God uses the king's son to encourage the very one that's been hunted down by the king himself. But last but not least this evening, I'd like for us to note the spirituality within this time of encouragement. Listen to me. The best encouragement you can give to an individual is spiritual. If you really want to encourage somebody spiritual, as quick as you can, get onto God's page. Now, upon Jonathan going to David, he could have brought food. Am I right or not? He could have brought clothing. He could have brought David his favorite sweet. Could have done a number of things. He could have brought David some more weaponry. But we don't read that Jonathan has anything to give physically, materially to David, but he gives him the greatest gift that you and I can give to another, and that is spiritual encouragement. Amen. Encouragement that is grounded in the Word of God. Because note then verse 16, the Bible teaches us, and strengthen his hand in God. This was the goal. This was the goal that Jonathan had. He had an agenda. His agenda was spiritual. His agenda was to strengthen David. He understood that he's the king of Israel, his own flesh and blood, his own father, is relentlessly pursuing him, and he determined, I'm going to strengthen my friend. That was his goal. I'm going to impart some strengthening to my friend. And my friend, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And when you and I choose to encourage one another on the battlefield of life, the greatest encouragement you can give to somebody is spiritual encouragement. Where we share the Word of God. We don't worry too much about the footy or the cricket or the World Cup soccer. Spiritual. And I think so often much of what we call encouragement is nothing more than just worldly vain talk. Often we say, well, I tried to encourage so and so. I wish I would be bolder to ask the question, how did you encourage them? What did you talk about? But see, Jonathan here strengthened his hand in God. He shared the Word of God with him. He determined to impart spiritual truth to his friend. And my friend, that is the greatest form of encouragement. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible teaches us that the Word of God is of comfort to us. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. And Jonathan said to David, fear not. He comforted him with God's Word. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I know that we know that in theory, but don't we all need to be reminded of that? And you have the opportunity as a Jonathan in the life of another on the battlefield of life to encourage them by saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It'll be okay. And then Jonathan went on to say to David, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee. Don't be afraid, David. The king won't find you. He won't get you. On what authority did he say that? I believe Jonathan knew God. And he had a spiritual outlook. Unfortunately, his father did not. But he said, David, fear not. The king will not find you. And then he went on to say, thou shalt be king over Israel. Note that in verse 17. He gave David some hope. David was anointed king already. May I remind you of that? Therefore, Jonathan was basically saying to David, David, you don't need to be afraid. Saul won't find you. You will still be king. And may I say indirectly, he was saying Saul won't be able to kill you because you'll still be king. See, he encouraged him. He provided some spiritual encouragement. My friend, the Bible teaches us to live without hope is to live a life of misery. And the Bible teaches us, for those of us that know Jesus Christ as Savior, the Bible teaches us we have hope. Looking for that blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our hope. And as Jonathan was encouraging David, he was sowing hope in his heart. Don't worry, the king won't find you. Don't worry, you will be king in due course. Then he went on to say in verse number 17, I shall be next unto thee. He said, I won't oppose you. You will be king, David. And I'll stand by you as king. Now think about it. This is Jonathan. This is the man that should have been the next king of Israel. But his father blew it and disqualified his line from leading the nation of Israel. But here is the king's son who should have been rightfully the next king over Israel, said to David, David, you will be king, and I'm going to stand by your side. What security, what humility. Jonathan was willing to accept a lower position, even though he was the next heir to the throne. He affirmed his submission to David. Jonathan was content, accepting of God's will. He wasn't jealous, he wasn't envious of what was taking place. I think so often we allow our selfishness to get in the way, and thereby we fail to encourage one another. Because we're just so insecure. And we see that God is blessing so-and-so, and because of our insecure, we say zilch. You can say amen. And some of you here tonight are that insecure. You won't commend some because you are jealous and you are envious and you are selfish. Envious, selfish, jealous people make bad encouragers. Does that make sense? Yeah. But see, Jonathan was very secure. He understood this is where we're at. David, you're going to be king. I'm going to stand by your side. I'm going to be loyal to you. I thank God for you. That's security. And my friend, we see within Jonathan a measure of maturity that is so rare today. This man was just secure in himself. He was willing to accept, this is my lot. I know my father has blown it. I really should have been king, but in God's providence, this is what's happened. I'm going to still love the Lord. I'm going to still honor God. I'm still going to honor the man of God, and I'm going to get behind the man of God. Amen. He wasn't insecure. And I'm afraid, brethren, that so often our own insecurities hold us back from encouraging others. You watch that, musicians. When you see a fellow musician doing well, no need to get insecure about it. You ought to rejoice. And when you see a fellow musician excelling and doing well, you ought to be by their side like Jonathan and Olin to good on you. That was great. You are really improving for God's glory. That's security.
Amen. Oh, Pastor, why are you picking on the musicians? Because you need to pick on them.
Amen. You do. They're a melancholy lot. That's part of being a musician. That's okay. We love them dearly, but you just need to keep them humble. It's a big problem with musicians, you know. We don't say it, do we, musicians? But there's a pecking order. Yeah.
Brother Jason, is it true?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, music director, he knows. It's true.
It doesn't need to be. It doesn't matter. We have gifts and abilities. We're to use our gifts and abilities for the glory of God. And if God chooses to elevate somebody else, you ought to encourage him. Amen. Amen. That was Jonathan. He wasn't insecure.
But also note there at the end of verse 17, it reads, "And that also saw my father Noah." Jonathan strengthened David. He provided some hope. He encouraged him. He was loyal towards him. But I'd also like for us to note that in Jonathan's encouragement, he spoke truth. He spoke truth. He spoke directly with David. He didn't beat around the bush. He just said what needed to be said. And he said to David, "Look, my father knows exactly this fact that you will be king. He really knows it." He spoke directly. And I think we would do a far better job at encouraging one another if we would just speak directly to one another.
Amen.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Amen.
Instead of beating around the bush and just, you know, just sort of getting there, just say what needs to be said. Be direct. And Jonathan was very direct to David and said, "Look, my father knows that you are going to be the new king. He knows that. I know it. You know
it." Oh, Jonathan, what a wonderful man of God. May God raise up a million Jonathans. Jonathan, an encourager in the midst of warfare. He could have given money to David, food, a shopping voucher, tickets to a movie. No, he wouldn't have done that. What a wicked thing to do. Who would bother? Who would bother being so carnal? He understood that David's greatest need was spiritual strength. And he communicated the word of God. He said, "Fear not, you will be king, and I'm going to stand by your side." And the greatest encouragement we can give to one another is to open up the Holy Bible and share the Bible one with another. This is what the Bible teaches. God is on the throne. God is in control. You are not going to go down. God has something great for you. God will be victorious in your life.
So often we waste so much time talking about fluff. We call that spiritual. No, it's not spiritual. It's fluff. Fluff. I'm aware of one pastor that would often say to his church members concerning the principle of encouragement, he would say to them, "Do you prophesy?" Now what he meant by that is, did you share the word of God?
Yes.
What did you say that was spiritual? I know you had so-and-so over for dinner, but did you prophesy?
Amen.
Father, Pastor, are you saying that every time we come in contact with one another, we are to make some reference to the Lord?
Yes.
Why would you not? If you love the Lord, how can you not but mention Him? And Jonathan loved the Lord and he strengthened David. He said, God strengthen you. My friend, we are in a spiritual battle. We need to be aware of this battle at hand. The warfare that we are in. And we, like Jonathan of old, need to give ourselves to encouraging others. One of the greatest tragedies I find is for a child of God to quit the Christian life because of some trial in their life that led to discouragement. And my friend, let's determine to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another. Jonathan went out of his way. He sought David. To what end? To strengthen his hand in God. May God help us to be an encouragement to one another. We all need to be picked up from time to time. And the greatest encouragement that you can give this pastor and the greatest encouragement we can give one another is encouragement that is grounded in the eternal Word of God. Spiritual encouragement. May God help us to give such encouragement to one another. You might not need to say much. It might be just a simple affirmation that I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm trying to understand what you're going through. Or maybe as Jonathan did with David, he said, fear not. He restored hope in the heart of this man of God. He encouraged him. May God help us to encourage one another. Let's bow for prayer.